Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at what happened in LA this week, Lee, it was truly remarkable. Spencer Pratt looked to be heading to the runoff with Mayor Karen Bass.
Yep.
On election night, Spencer Pratt held a lead of roughly 40,000 votes over Democrat Socialist City Councilwoman Nithya Raman. 40,000 votes. He had even won her city council district. He beat her in her own district, setting up a November runoff against incumbent Mayor Karen Bass. 6 days later, that lead had evaporated entirely, and Raman pulled ahead by more than 31,000 votes for a 43,000 vote swing. A net swing of more than 43,000 votes, since Tuesday, Pratt wrote on X, and saying that's hard to believe. Well, it turned out that, at least this is what they're saying, well, a lot of those votes came from the homeless. But can you even verify that the way that the system is set up? No. Because in California, you can turn your vote in up to 7 days late, or your neighbor can turn it in for you, or your best friend, or your garbage man, or a member of your family. And here's what's so incredible about that, Lee. When they turn that ballot in, there's no chain of custody.
Oh, yeah, that's over with.
Yeah, you can't tell who cast that ballot. There's no way to know. Well, what if that ballot was just, I don't know, some activist walking around with pre-printed ballots and just filling them out? Could the system detect that? This is incredible. No, it can't.
Or what if they were paying those homeless people to fill those out?
Well, that's the accusation right now, that they were walking around and just getting them to sign, because that's the only thing that they'll have signature, but they don't really do signature matching. So, I mean, theoretically they do, but they don't actually. So once that ballot arrived, there is no way to tell who voted, whether they were even eligible to vote, whether they even live in LA. That's how bad it is. But under California's law, mail-in ballots postmarked by election day can be counted if they arrive up to 1 week later, or the ballot harvesters can just walk them in at their leisure.
How convenient.
Yeah. So somehow the homeless population saved Nithya Raman, but the voters of her own district did not. Sure. So, and then we got this other problem, and these numbers are massive right now. Judicial Watch, a conservative legal group, is in court fighting California because there are 873,000 known either dead or moved individuals on those rolls that have not been removed in violation of federal law.
In other words, they're no longer in the precinct, whether they are at room temperature or whether they have just simply moved.
Yeah, exactly. So nobody knows, Lee, but see, because they have universal mail and balloting, they mail everyone a ballot, whether you want it or not. Those ballot, 873,000 of those ballots went out. Where are they? Don't know.
Welcome to California.
Welcome to California. When people say they've legalized voter fraud, that's kind of a shorthand for saying they basically made a system so opaque that mass-scale voter fraud could happen and no one could prove it. I mean, you'd almost have to get somebody on hidden camera talking about, hey, we're sitting here doing voter fraud. See, look. I mean, that's what it would take, because there's no chain of custody way to do it. And that is why Donald Trump is currently suing the state of California to get their voter rolls. Well, I love this move, and I love how Trump plays hardball like the left does. This just dropped. The White House Fraud Task Force just defunded the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Los Angeles' homeless Services Authority, which runs the whole homeless service system. They said there's obvious fraud and wanton mismanagement. So they just took back their annual disbursement of $250 million, boom, gone. And that's clearly, well, I'm sure it's fraudulent, but that's also clearly in retaliation for them using the homeless population to commit voter fraud.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So this is where we are. Meanwhile, we won, and I'm really surprised, actually, legally we won this week, Lee, because, and I hope it sticks, Trump's executive order, he's going around John Thune because John Thune won't pass the SAVE Act, yeah. Which would force every state, and this should happen, force every single state to turn over their voter rolls to the federal government for inspection to make sure they comply with federal law. And what the government would do would then be to run them against databases, both the mail forwarding database, the U.S. mail, you know, people who've changed their addresses so we could see, you know, are you still on the rolls? Are they cleared? Are they cleaned up? Are you dead? They'll run them against Social Security, and then they'll run them illegal immigrants. Their immigration databases. We can clean up these rules, but we have to see them first. Okay, so what Trump just did was brilliant, and he just won at the first level of court, which I'm really surprised that he did, but he did. And what he said in his executive order is that only states whose voter rolls have been turned over to the federal government for inspection can mail them through the mail, through the federal mail. And they've got to have barcodes on them so we can actually begin tracking them. So this isn't going to solve all of the problems, but that puts a major chink in the chain because now they've got the problem of, do we either turn it over or the U.S. mail cannot handle these ballots. In other words, they can't go out, Lee.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem. So I hope that Trump, I hope that they continue to uphold this. But again, that is a, you know, sort of desperation move by Trump because John Thune is digging his heels in now. And you got to understand what Trump's asking, okay? At this point, we have 50 votes. Susan Collins has courageously said, okay, my state's not going to like it, but I'm going to vote for the SAVE Act. She's a Republican. We have 50 votes. J.D. Vance is the tiebreaker. All we need John Thune to do now is a traditional filibuster, the kind that have been used since the founding.
Right.
Not the silly Mitch McConnell made-up filibuster where we just don't debate. Traditional filibuster. In other words, where, yes, it's going to take weeks of talking, which would be great to draw attention to this issue, by the way. This is not a win for the Democrats. Weeks of talking, and then when the time runs out, we vote. We got 51 votes. We win. All he's got to do is call it. So Trump's been going crazy on him and screaming and yelling because he's got the votes now. So keep your eye on that. But the backup plan is the no voter rolls, no mass mailing. So this is a real fight. And it's great to see him doing this.
Yeah, I mean, Lee. Trump's fighting like a Democrat. I like that.
Yeah, he really is.
He's using every single weapon at his disposal.
Every lever of power.
Yes. That's a better way of putting it. Thank you.
You know, while I haven't been happy with him lately about Iran, I'm not really sure what's going on there. Yeah. He is really domestically, he's just kicking butt. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is just, again, like you said, using every lever of power available, very much the way the Democrats would do things.
Yeah. I mean, even if it takes a lawsuit, I mean, you know, there you go.
So I wouldn't, don't be surprised if Thune doesn't end up giving us that filibuster. And I'll tell you why, because Thune's red lines are about as good as Trump's have been on Iran. Because he keeps saying, no, we're not. I'm not calling it. I'm not calling for a vote. I'm not doing that. And he's allowed multiple votes now. We just haven't had the votes, or there's been procedural problems with stuff that's attached to it. Well, we've finally got a clean SAVE Act, and we finally got 50 votes. All we need is Thune to do what has been done since the founding and kick off the filibuster. And he's saying all kinds of silly stuff like, we don't have time. Yeah. Oh, they have time.
You can make time.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. And you know what? He's got all the power. If he wants to run that filibuster through the weekend, he can. Just run around the clock.
Well, someone needs to remind him that if the Republicans lose the Senate, he loses that job.
I don't think he cares.
And I think you're right about that. I think that's the thing. He's willing to take that arrow.
It's really sad.
Yes, it is.
Really sad.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. a 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.